Proverbs chapter 18 tonight. How many of you love the truth of the Word of God? Amen. How many of you are sometimes discouraged by the truth of the Word of God? Yeah. Right. Sometimes truth is a difficult pill to swallow. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 9, "He also that is slothful in his work is brother to him that is a great waster." We'll read that Proverbs 18, 9 again. "He also that is slothful in his work is brother to him that is a great waster." I know we just spent some time in prayer, but let's pray for tonight's service. Heavenly Father, Lord, we do need you. Lord, I know I do. And Lord, as we study these verses out, Lord, I pray you'd speak to our hearts. And Lord, show us and Lord, meet our needs. Lord, you know what they are. Lord, where those that need encouraging, I pray you'd use this message to encourage them. Those that need rebuking, I pray that you'd use this message to rebuke. God, that your, once again, your word would take full authority. And God, that you would have the preeminence here. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. It's a true proverb. If you read your Proverbs, you'd probably come across this once a month or so. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 9. "He also that is slothful in his work is brother to him that is a great waster." Laziness goes hand in hand with the lack of production. You waste time. As I was explaining to our school, I think this morning, or some, I certainly know our staff, tried to take it on the positive side though. So if you're lazy, what happens? You waste a bunch of time. But if you're a hard worker, well, much gets accomplished. We're really good at wasting time. We're really good at looking busy, but not really being busy. We can, when the boss comes around, oh man, our hands start moving. Brother Sutliff is now in charge over at Carleton. He's like the second man over in Carleton. Is that right? Head of water. Amen. I could use water at my house. If you could work something out, that would be a blessing. All right. Yeah, drag me over a little bit. All right, very good. Well, the people in Orleans County across the street don't have water either. Anyways, but so Mr. Sutliff comes walking by, and all of a sudden, the new guys are starting to look busy. And why? Well, we're good at looking busy, but are we really getting anything accomplished? Laziness is one of those attributes that, if it's in your life, it'll show up in every place. And it's a great danger. It's a threat to your character. It's a threat to your work ethic. If you're lazy, you're just going to be, as it says, and I hate to insinuate this in any way. This is just, again, the truth of the Word of God. If you're lazy, you're just going to be a waste. You're just going to waste a lot of time. You're going to waste resources. Not that you as a person are actually a waste, but your time and opportunities will be wasted. As a parent, maybe you see your child and it's like, oh, you can be so much more productive with your time. And that's sometimes hard to see. God looks down and I wonder what He thinks about us. So tonight's message sounds like a book that you'd find on a self-help section of a library. Lose the laziness. Lose the laziness. Point number one, Colossians chapter 3 tonight. I think the most important verse that we'll look at tonight. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 23. It says this, "And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men." Point number one, as we lose the laziness in our work, we have to remember that we're not just working for the man, we're working for God. And everything is a reflection upon our relationship with God. When a person is lazy at the workplace, you know what? They're probably lazy in their personal devotions. They're lazy in a lot of areas. To be disciplined in work, you'll be disciplined in every area of your life. You know, and whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men. What do? We look side to side and see if anyone's noticing. And if no one's paying attention, then I'm not going to work hard. I'm going to kick back. I'm going to be sitting in the chair sipping lemonade. We all work with people like that. I talk to some of you and you tell me about people at your workplace. And although the names are different, I've seen that man before. Or I've seen that lady before. I don't even know what they do. They get paid a lot, but they don't really produce anything. So how is that possible? Well, the bosses never see them. Yeah, but God sees us. And as a Christian, we have to remember that we're doing things not just to earn a paycheck, not just to meet quotas or whatever, but we serve a living God. And as a Christian, we don't just work for Mr. Who or Mrs. Who. We work for God Himself. Yes, at the end of the week, we get a paycheck for our time. But you understand at the end of our life, we'll stand before God and give an account of how we did things. How well we worked. The greatest fight against laziness is understanding that God is watching. God is watching us. As we ask our boys to stack wood in the woodshed, how do you make them stack it right? I don't, but we remind them that whatever we do to the Lord. When we wash dishes, we do it to the best of our ability. When we pave roads, we do it to the best of our ability. When we link electrics, we do it to the best of our ability. When we redo a transmission, we do it to the best of our ability. Why? Because we want a good name for ourselves? No, because we represent God. We work for the Lord. We work for the Lord. So let's lose the laziness in our workplace. Look at a couple more verses. These two verses are close to each other. Proverbs chapter 13. I have 3 points tonight. Number one, lose the laziness in our work. Lose the laziness in our work. Proverbs chapter 13. And verse 4. This is truth. The soul of the sluggard, that's someone who's lazy, another word for someone who's slothful. The soul of the sluggard desireth and hath nothing. Hey, a lazy person's not going to have as much. If you drive down the road or you walk by and you say, man, how does their yard look so nice? Because they work on it. How's their house so nice? Because they work on it. Well, I don't have anything. Well, it's probably because you're not working on it. But the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. But the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. Remember, if you don't work, in 2 Thessalonians it tells us that you don't eat. Now our society is kind of busting that up a little bit. You don't work, that's all right. We'll just give you a check, just vote for us. Unfortunately, that's the case. But the scriptures say, Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 24 says, the hand of the diligent shall bear rule. But look at this, but the slothful shall be under tribute. Say, oh, those that don't work, look at all the free things that they're getting. No, they're under tribute. They're owned. They're owned by somebody. Right now, it's the United States government. Those that can work have more say in how their life goes. Hey, I want to encourage you. If you find yourself as a lazy worker, if you find yourself longing to sit upon the couch and waste endless hours on the television when your house is falling apart, hey, that's laziness. I was telling my son Samuel is 15. And he really wants a job. He wants to be busy. And can I tell you, character-wise, he does very well in himself when he feels productive. He gets himself in trouble, or we have trouble when he doesn't have anything to do. So as dad, I need to find him a job. And we're working on that. When I was 14 years old, say, how do you remember? It was a very vivid conversation. I was 14 years old. I saw my grand. All my family lives in Buffalo, and I showed up at my grandfather's house because we were having a get together. It was a Saturday afternoon in the summer. I was 14. Grandfather, I go to say hello to my grandfather. This is my dad's dad. And he says, what are you doing here? Family get together. Everybody else is here. He says, why aren't you working? I said, Grandpa, I'm 14. I can't even get a working permit. And you got to be 15. He's like, by the time I was 14, and he goes on and he tells me all the things that he did. He'd been bankrupt 6 times already. You know, he worked 2 full-time jobs. He ran a restaurant. You know, he did everything, right? I don't want to see you here next summer, he says. What was it? He didn't want a lazy grandson. There was a generation ahead of us, or a generation or two ahead of us, that knew the value of work, and I don't know somehow that thought is not transferred well. It's biblical to work hard. It's good for men to work hard. Yep. I understand there are medical limitations. You get to a spot and my body can't do it anymore. And I understand there's a spot for society. But stay busy. If you don't stay busy, you're going to lose it. Somehow the connection between physical work with our hands helps us mentally. It does. It does. Lose the laziness at work. Number 2, Deuteronomy chapter 6. Deuteronomy chapter 6. King's Club starts in a few weeks. Is that right, Mr. Buck? The 25th. So again, next week we have a missionary. The week after that we have the evangelist. And then the week after that is when our King's Club starts. I want the kids to be in here for those special times. Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 6. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. Parents are all amen, and when we're talking about kids getting jobs. But hear the word of God. It says, don't be lazy teaching the principles of the word of God to your children. Yeah. Hey, lose the laziness about the family. It's just tough. They're not listening. And I don't know the verses. And I don't... For as diligent as you are towards the word of God, you can be all that diligent towards them. I've said it 100 times, but you cannot give what you do not have. So go get it. And thou shalt teach them diligently, what? The principles of the word of God. And thou shalt talk about them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, when thou risest up, and bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thine house, upon thy gates. And it shall be when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land, which he sware unto the fathers to Abraham, and to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities, which thou buildest not. What does he want? He wants you to talk about the principles of the Word of God with your children. He wants you to teach them. Hey, don't get lazy with your family. It's easy. We used to have a joke at our house. Saturday morning, we had a babysitter at our house. I said, oh, that must have been nice. Her name was Wixie. I said, well, that's a weird name. It's WXXI. Just turn it on. Curious George can entertain a child for hours. And that's the mentality today. I see kids just sitting at dinner, nice dinners, and what do they have? They have an iPad to keep them occupied so parents could communicate. That's not teaching your family properly. Hey, I'm telling you, it's not easy being a parent. Whether you have one or not one, more than one. Parenting's tough. But it's worth it when you do it right. So teach them diligently. Don't get lazy with your family. Don't get lazy with your children. Talk about the principles of the Word of God. Answer according to the Scriptures. Because the authority of the Scriptures far exceeds what I think about things. It takes away any argument. The Bible says. And then they're no longer arguing with you, they're arguing with God Himself. Proverbs chapter 6. Don't be lazy in your work. Don't be lazy with your family. Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 20. My son, keep thy father's commandment and forsake not the law of thy mother. What does that mean? Hey children, don't get lazy in listening. Listen up. Pay attention to what they're saying. My mom would ask me the question, am I talking? Do you think I'm talking just to hear myself talk? Don't answer that question. I have. Wish I wouldn't. Listen, they're not just instructing you. Hey, little people sitting up front, hey. Your parents are giving you instruction about how to help you in your life. They don't want to see you fall by the wayside. They've seen a mess happen around people that desert the Word of God and wander from the things of God. So when they're sitting you down and sending you to their room or trying to explain some things, do them a service by listening to them, because they've sought the Scriptures out and are trying to help you. Parents, don't be lazy with your family. Don't be lazy in your work. Lose the laziness. Thirdly, Proverbs chapter 3. And verse 5, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. You know, we've been praying for Tyler a lot. Sean, we've been praying for Tyler a lot. People are asking how it's going, and got a text from him tonight, and I'll read it to you just because it was an encouragement to me. I don't feel like it's a break of anything. He would like a nice coffee with 3 cream and 3 sugar tomorrow, so I'm bringing that. But the other thing is, I said, can I bring you something? He said, maybe a coffee, but that sounds about all I would want or need at this point, other than some guidance and direction. Praise the Lord. Hey, train up a child, right? Trust in the Lord here. What are we looking for? In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. I'm going to go in tomorrow and apologize to Tyler. I'm sorry, I have no direction for your life, but let me introduce you to someone that does.
Yeah.
Don't get lazy, number one, in your work, number two, in your family, number three, in your walk. In your walk with the Lord. It's easy. I like technology. I like it a lot. I like reading about it. I like hearing about all the cool things. I just read an article today about these two Chinese girls that develop some sort of bacteria that eats plastic and turns it into water. Say, how? I don't know. I'm not a chemical person. I don't understand it. I just like reading about that stuff. I think it's neat. Cruise control is a cool thing. Say, what does that mean? You set it to how fast you want to go, and then you can just steer. They have, what is the one that you have, Grandpa Haight? The adaptive cruise control. So if the guy in front of you starts to slow down, your car recognizes that and slows down. Say, whoa. Yeah, I'm not to that model yet either, but that's neat. In 10 years, that's going to be really cool in our car. Tesla, you don't even have to be awake. I want to go here, wake me up when I'm there. Auto driving, is that correct?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Mechanic confirmed. Say, why are you telling us this? I'm telling you this because sometimes that's how we approach our walk with the Lord. I'm just going to put it in cruise control. There is no cruise control. There is no just self-guidance. I have to actively walk with God. Lose the laziness with our walk. It begins with trust. Trusting the Lord. Think about any sort of navigation. The map says one thing. We were driving to, I can't remember if it was Green Lakes or the State Fair, and I had a lapse for a minute. We were using Google Maps. Google Maps is not as good to me as Apple Maps. I'm just more familiar with it. Google Maps just kind of says, turn generically this way. Apple Maps is like, and 3/4 of a mile, make a right onto this, and it tells me exactly what the sign is going to say. That's what I want. I couldn't quite tell with the GPS which way I was going, so I made a decision, and I just turned off. And sometimes the Lord is leading us in a direction and we're looking ahead going, I don't know if this is right. I'm out of here. And we just turn off. And what we're doing is, God, I just don't trust the where you're leading me. And we get lazy in our walk with God because that requires something of us. Trust. Trusting the Lord. Trust the Lord with all thine heart. And lean not into thine own understanding. I don't know, I'm out of here. And we veer off. And we get lazy. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 how we ought to walk. We ought to walk by faith. Well, there's a lot to be required of us to walk by faith. That's not cruise control. That's actively seeking God. That's actively, diligently praying to the Lord, begging Him to lead us, begging Him to reveal things to us, pleading with our own souls to keep us clean from temptations. That's what walking by faith is. It's a lot easier to sit in front of the TV and turn it up. Hey, laziness is work. It's not always easy. Don't get lazy in your walk with the Lord. Allow the word, Psalm 119, thy word, right? We want the word of God to lead us. The word of God, Psalm 119, 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Hey, if you never open up the scriptures, if you don't open up the Bible, do not make major decisions in your life. Why? Because you're going on a trip with no map. If you're not talking to God on a regular basis, do not make any major decision in your life. Because how could you hear the voice of God without the Word of God? James 4:8 tells us to cleanse your hands, you sinners, right? Hey, get clean. Oh, that's going to take work. That's going to take some humility. I'm going to have to go make right with people. I'm going to have to forgive people. That's too much work. I'll just be lazy. No, cleanse yourself. Trust the Lord. Walk by faith. Allow the Word of God to guide you. Lastly, Galatians chapter 5. Galatians 5. Hey, lose the laziness in your work, in your family, and in your walk. Galatians 5:16, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Hey, don't get lazy. Why? Because the alternative is awful. You'll find yourself in a world of sin. Hey, if you're not actively walking with God, you veer off that, you see? It tells us to walk in the Spirit because if we don't, you'll fulfill the lust of the flesh. And then it goes on to tell us about that. And that's tough. And there's consequences to that. And it's ugly and it's hurtful. But to walk in the Spirit, walking with God, it's going to require us to trust Him. It's going to require faith. Faith is had by prayer and heeding the leading of the Holy Spirit of God in our life. It's going to require us to diligently seek the Word of God as a guide. It's going to require that we get clean and stay clean. Proverbs chapter 18. So you said last verse. This is a review verse. This doesn't count. We already read this one. Proverbs 18:9. He that is slothful in his work is brother to him that is a great waster. Yes, you'll miss out on things in life. We talked about that in work. But wouldn't it be a shame if you look at what your family could have been and what it is just because you got lazy and the Word of God? Hey, I understand some of you got in on this thing late. And you're doing your best with what you got. And praise the Lord. God will honor that and bless that. Say, how do you know? Because I've seen it in the Word of God. And I've seen it multiple times over in front of me. You do right by the Lord. Wouldn't it be a shame, though, that you get to heaven. Man, He shows you all the things that He had planned for your family. And It was just because you just didn't want to teach those things and didn't want to stick with those things. Wouldn't it be a shame to get to heaven and see all the things that God had planned for you as an individual, but you just that prayer thing just wasn't for me. I'm just not a good reader. I liked my sin. Hey, don't be lazy. I reminded our students this morning, it's a truth. How we do anything is how we do everything. If we're lazy in one area, it'll show up again in another. So let's be hardworking in every aspect of our life. Let's stand. Not one of these areas is worth neglecting. Not one. Let's remember that. Lose the laziness. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for tonight. Thank you for your word. Thank you how you instruct us and guide us and lead us. God, help us to be faithful to those things. Help us to take your word and apply it to our hearts and minds. And God, that we would work hard after the things that are godly, that we would speak of those things as Deuteronomy 6 says. That God, we would serve and work hard, not because someone is demanding it, but God, we want to please you. That God, our daily walk would be defined by faith. Lord, help us with these things. Show us these things. Lord, help us not to get lazy. I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Have a good night.